A new kind of rental option is coming to Victoria, and it's nothing like your typical apartment building. Neighbor, a 15-story co-living community at 1468 Vancouver Street, will welcome its first tenants on August 1st. The building, believed to be the first of its kind in Canada, blends shared and private living in a modern, amenity-rich environment aimed at addressing the city's housing crunch. Built by Townline Homes, Neighbor features 54 co-living apartments with 3 to 5 bedrooms each, alongside 67 traditional 1 and 2 bedroom units. The co-living suites offer renters private, fully furnished rooms, some with ensuite bathrooms or private patios, while sharing common kitchens, bathrooms, and less ensuite, and lounge areas. Each renter also gets a personal storage locker, and rent includes utilities, Wi-Fi, and bi-weekly cleaning of shared spaces. Daryl Simpson, president of Townline, said the project evolved from a traditional rental concept when the developer applied to rezone the site back in 2021. But as affordability worsened and vacancy rates stayed low, around 2.7%, our founder Rick Illich wanted to try something new, Simpson said. It's a first for Victoria and likely for Canada, but we've seen it work elsewhere in North America. Rents for the co-living suites start at $1,275 per month, significantly lower than Victoria's average one-bedroom rent of $2,053 in May, according to Rentals.ca and Urbanation. For those seeking more conventional housing, the building's standard apartments start at $1,975 for a one-bedroom. Each unit, whether co-living or traditional, comes with access to a range of amenities including a gym, poker room, music room, work pods, and over 10,000 square feet of shared social and recreational spaces. Everybody values something different, Simpson said. Some people want space, some want a view, and others want privacy. For those people, we offer private bathrooms and a huge variety of breakout areas. He emphasized that Neighbor was designed to balance autonomy and community. Tenants can choose how much they want to interact with others, and flexible lease options, from 3 to 12 months, provide added freedom. If someone truly prioritizes privacy above all else, co-living may not be for them, Simpson said. But for those facing affordability constraints or who want to build community, maybe they're new to town, maybe they're living alone, it's a fantastic alternative. While the model may appeal most to younger renters and students, Simpson said interest has come from a surprising range of demographics. We've had people my age and older, in their 50s, 60s, coming through. Some are new to Victoria, some recently widowed. What they have in common is wanting to be around others, he said. We think we'll see a real mosaic in the building. Townline's $100 million investment in Neighbor underscores their belief in the potential of co-living. We don't have another co-living building planned yet, but we're watching Neighbor closely, Simpson said. If it takes root, there's nothing stopping us from incorporating this model into future projects. For now, all eyes are on August, when the first residents will move in and begin shaping what Simpson hopes will become a new way of living in Victoria. It's new, it's bold, and it's something Victoria hasn't seen before, he said. But that's exactly why we think it'll work.